All right, welcome back in here on the Sports Exchange. Ready to go now with the 13-0 Pembroke Titans. Talked about it right before you came on. I don't think that anybody expected it, but I want to ask the five of you that we have in studio. Tom Considine, Brady Spencer, Connor Lockhart, Devontae Perry, and Joey Dwyer. When you hear it, when you hear 13-0, 11-0 in league, first place in the Fisher Division, Pembroke Titans, is this where you thought you'd be? Does this just ring true to you guys, or are even you a little bit surprised at how successful the start to this season has been?
I kind of knew we were going to be good, like just from the summer league and our fall leagues, but I had no idea we were going to be this good.
Well, I'm glad. It means that we weren't, you know, totally wrong to be surprised. It's been incredible, though, guys. 13-0 speaks for itself. I mean, there's no accident in that when you look at the list of teams that you've beaten, and especially going, you know, and this is to take nothing away from Hanover, but in the six-game stretch before that, to go North Quincy, Scituate, both on the road, Silver Lake, Whitman, Hanson, and Plymouth South, in the fashion that you beat all those teams is incredibly impressive. It's been, you know, probably the best league in the state so far this year, at least in terms of teams that have been ranked so far in the power rankings. You guys have gone up against the best, and you've found your way on top every time. That's just so hard as it is for anybody. So talk to me about game to game, how you guys are able to continue without really any letdown.
Well, I think it just starts with like our preparation. Mm-hmm. Like after every game, we're right on to the next one. You know, in practice, we're just breaking down players, what they can do, how we're going to play defense on them. So definitely our preparation, that's where it all starts.
Compare the I mean, you mentioned there a little bit of scouting in that. Compare the scouting for me from years past to now, first year here with head coach Matt Vincenzi. What's the difference been on that side of things in terms of game prep for you guys?
Well, I think in the past it's been, obviously we've still done preparation in the past, but we definitely didn't go in depth. Like every practice before our new games, in like now against Current, has been like a lot more in depth, and we just keep going over it until we basically have it down. So I think that's a big difference.
Awesome. You guys went to a new defensive scheme this year, and I think that, you know, you guys have had a lot of great offensive games, but nobody would question that you really make your money on defense. You guys are probably the best defensive team in the area. What has the change brought for this team? How much has switching up the way you guys have been doing things on defense and, you know, helped you guys out, and how quickly did that really take for you?
Because we switched it up, everyone's more active. Mm-hmm. They're in like constant, like everyone's in better spots to do what they do best on defense. Like I'm good at help defense, so that's pretty much all I do. And like Lockie and Devontae are great on ball, so they just torture guards up top and just kind of harass people. I think it's just the way, like, I don't know.
No, I like it. I mean, I think harass is a good word for it, because I think everybody leaves your gym or watches you leave theirs pretty annoyed with just how good you guys just pester on defense and how really there isn't any relent over the 32 minutes.
Well, a lot of teams in the Patriot League prefer to have that high-flying offensive shooting tempo, whereas you guys have embraced the defensive mindset. How do you guys like playing in that style of basketball?
I mean, it's definitely a little different at first, just to adapt to the whole defensive scheme. But because of the way like the offense is, I mean, the defense is so unique, it's allowed us to have the upper hand on teams before we've even started playing. So I think it's definitely added to that.
I go back to the Plymouth South game we were on hand for, which I have to say, I mean, I want to get to this because it seems like you guys have the student support right now, the kids coming out. That was an incredible environment, and I do want to hit on that. But I look back to that game and, you know, going into it, seeing the kind of defensive numbers you were putting up and you know, you had held almost every opponent you'd played to their lowest or second lowest point total on the season. And I kind of expected just a slow tempo game for you. I think that when you see some of those numbers, you think, okay, these guys are trying to limit possessions, take their time down the floor. But really, I mean, it was a fairly quick-paced game. It didn't feel like, you know, you were lazing about up the floor. You're still in attack mode on offense. So, you know, how does the strategy on defense kind of lead into the strategy on offense? How are you trying to kind of marry those two styles right now?
We just try and, like, like if we have numbers, we'll push it, but we can also slow it down and run a set. Like our sets all work, but like if someone's on a break, they can go and do whatever they want, and nobody really cares as long as they get back on defense.
Sure. Sure. Well, I want to talk too because you know, as we said off the top there, Tom, you know, to be where you are, there is a certain amount of surprise in that for anybody. I mean, you could look back at, you know, 2 years ago, the Whitman Hansen team that, you know, shot lights out of the Garden. And I'm sure if they were sitting at 13-0, there would be some amount of surprise in that because that's just a long time to be perfect. Now, as you get into this latter portion of the schedule, I don't know if you guys are still looking for a couple more games to round it out, but you're through the midway point of the season with this many games under your belt. Do you now look forward and have the confidence that, you know, any given game, like there's nobody that we are scared of. We can go out there, we can beat everybody who's left in front of us, and we feel like this is a team that can go make a run.
Yeah, I'd definitely say we can compete with anyone that any other teams put on the court with us. So, like, that's not a problem for us. We just gotta go do our stuff, and we'll be fine.
Where is the confidence level at this point in the season compared to where it was coming in?
Higher. It's a lot higher than it was.
Yeah.
At the beginning. At the beginning, I mean, we had, like, expectations because, like, I don't know, we are, it's a fresh new start. Like,
sure.
We could have, like, new goals and everything, but we didn't, I don't know, like, I don't know how to word it.
That's all right. It's hard to know what you are until you see it out, go out there and take effect. I want to ask, I alluded to him a little bit more, but how big a role has Coach Vincenzi played in that? How much do you think he has really aided in getting this team to the level it's been at?
Yeah, he's played a big role for us. I mean, he set the bar high for us for the winning and everything from the start of the season, too. Mm-hmm. So he set the bar high for us.
At what point did the focus shift for you guys? Because I think that any good team has, you know, that moment within the season where you go from, all right, you know, let's go out there with X, Y, and Z goals. Let's put together a good game to... All right, we're out here, we're winning every night. That's the goal. 1-0 every game, we can go out there. Like, this is something that we can continue to build. Was there a point in the season where you guys really felt like, okay, let's turn it on now?
I think, like, mostly after our... We had the stretch where we played North Quincy and Scituate back-to-back. And I think once we won both those, we really, like we can beat anyone. Like, I feel like we got that feeling of, like, we can kind of come into anyone's gym, or they can come to ours, and we're just gonna take it to them. I think that's where the confidence really started to like peak at.
Sure, North Quincy helped you out, I guess, in a sense. I mean, I don't know how much this is in your minds, but North Quincy beating Scituate evened them out. They both now have 3 losses in league. Plymouth South has 2, but for you guys to be sitting here this late in the schedule in league with a, you know, 2 games in the loss column on any other team. Is it starting to feel real that a Fisher Division title could be on the horizon for this team?
I mean, yeah. We're in the driver's seat right now, but, I mean, we still need to play North Quincy and Scituate, so we can't take them lightly, but I think if we just keep on doing what we're doing, we can definitely win the title.
Sure. Is there a pressure that comes with that you carry into this game, or are you enjoying just all out, you know, undefeated? You're getting everybody's best shot, but is it fun right now, or is there a little bit of, you know, stress that goes with that?
I think there's both, because I mean, 13, like being undefeated and playing this many games, 13-0 is special, so you gotta enjoy it, but because it doesn't come that often. But you also gotta, like, you can't enjoy it too much because you gotta win too. So
sure, no time to bask in it until the job is done. I can appreciate that. Brady and Joey, I want to talk to you guys a little bit because you guys have been really the driving force offensively for this team, it seems. You seem to have a really great system, but point-wise, you guys are the names in the ledger. Between the two of you, what is it about your styles that meshes so well and you know, kind of complements each other? And you know, what has it been like stepping into that role here this year, kind of leading the offense?
I think... Definitely earlier in the season, they a lot of teams started to key in on me, so I was definitely wasn't producing as much as I should have been, and Brady was definitely able to step it up. So I think we just kind of been able to work off each other, just playing it by ear every night during games, like who's like what the defense has given us. So we've just been able to work off that and see who can get buckets.
And Brady, could I ask, because you know, again, they've had their struggles, I guess, this season, but you go into a game against Whitman Hansen. Back-to-back defending league champs, have been such a dominant force in the league for a couple years, and you put up 30 against them. You get to do it in front of your home crowd, which I imagine, was as excellent for that game as it was for the Plymouth South game. How special was that for you? I mean, you know, there are a lot of guys that can get up into the 20s, but to hit the 30-point threshold is really impressive.
Yeah, yeah, it was special. It was a special night for me. But shout out to the fan section; they got rowdy for us, so that helped me boost my confidence throughout the game too to get the buckets that we needed to win the game. So.
Well, let's talk about them. I'm interested. How does it compare this year to years past? I mean, I know that's obviously you guys didn't even have the opportunity last year, but. You know, this is a team that had never been 4-0. You know, you're 13-0. You'd never been 4-0 as a program. So what has it been like this year seeing that support come out?
So if you're good in Pembroke, you'll always get a good fan section. Like, a couple of years ago, the girls were very good, and They had a good fan section that called Red Sea.
Nice.
It was, like, one of the best fan sections I've ever seen. But, like, now that we're 13-0, like, after every single win, there's just been more people that have shown up. And it's, the crowd gets rowdier, and it's just awesome.
Well, talk to me, because it's unique, too, right? It's not the same as, you know, a pro team or even a college team. Like, you're in the same building with all these kids who are coming out, cheering you on. There's got to be, I mean, there is. There's so much excitement around the program right now. When you go back into class after, you know, a big win on a Tuesday night, you come back in Wednesday or, you know, whatever, Monday after Friday, whatever it is. What is it like just walking through with kind of the buzz that you're creating? I got to imagine you're walking on a cloud through the hallways.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, every night, like, going back into the morning to class, everyone's cheering you on, saying how good you had a game, how awesome it was, and how we're going to be there for Friday night, too. So it's awesome, you know?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's got to be encouraging for you guys because you're still a young team, too. I think that's one of the things that you don't necessarily realize when you see what you're doing. This is, you know, a period where you guys can build some sustained success, and I think that's awesome for Pembroke because, like you said, Tommy, you know, it's a program-building year. I mean, there's so much ahead of you guys this year, but being able to come out and do this and get the support that you're getting, I think, is huge for Pembroke. And I'm just interested in-game then, you know, how much of an advantage is that? Because we were down right next to your student section during the Plymouth South game, and I just don't know how they were getting anything done offensively when they were going that way. You couldn't hear yourself. I mean, we couldn't hear ourselves with headphones on. So how much of an in-game advantage is that?
I think just as a team coming into that gym, it makes it, like, 10 times harder. Because, like, you know, you got to know, like, because obviously the fan section just been growing. So Teams got to know, like, when they're coming in here, this is just going to be a crazy night. It's just going to be a tough one no matter what. And, like, they got people yelling in their face. They can't hear anything. Like, the whole right side of the court, you go down there, you're just going to get screamed at. So it makes it that much harder to just knock down shots and do your stuff.
That's awesome. All right, I want to ask you, I want to shift a little bit because it's new this year. So as you guys are finding success for the first time, you're also getting, you know, your first taste of this new power ranking system. Just generally to start, how much of that is in conversation with you guys? Are you paying attention to the rankings as they come out? Are you talking about what needs to be done game to game? And just generally, do you have a grip on what you have to do to move up or what you can't do to move down?
Yeah, we've definitely been paying attention to it because, like, some games could be, like, close and, like, we'll be on that, like, 8 or 7 point, like, lead mark, and coaches told us, like, we need to try to get 10 for the power ranking points, but we have been paying attention to it to see when we move up and move down.
I was going to say, it's kind of refreshing to hear somebody say that they're actually paying attention to the power rankings, because 99% of the time you ask an athlete about the power rankings, they're like, oh, we don't focus on the power rankings. Yeah, we're focused on the next game at hand. Well, the other night I actually covered the Notre Dame girls hockey game against Sandwich, and then I went to a nearby McDonald's to file the story. A bunch of Abington students came in complaining about the power rankings and how they deserve to be higher. So clearly, it's getting noticed by the athletes.
Yeah, and that 10-point threshold is now something that we've heard a couple of times, and it's interesting. It creates, I mean, just an added layer to these games, and I have to ask because there have been two rankings that have come out now, and you move down week to week, and when you look at who you beat over the week in between, it's a little bit crazy that you guys move down. So does that add pressure for you in game? You know, it's one thing to just go out and win a game. And when you're sitting, like you said, at a 6-8 point lead, you know, that's still a game that's tight, even with as, you know, good a defense as you guys play. That's two possessions, three possession game, that can happen like that. So when you're sitting there, is there a little bit of like, okay, well, you know, we got to go out and get the win, so let's, you know, we got to do X, Y, or Z. But when you kind of not lose focus, but when you start to say, oh, well, we have to get the win, but we also have to start, you know, moving a little bit here on offense, just what does that do for the mentality in game? It's a lot to kind of juggle. You don't have an answer. I feel bad for Tom here. I'm getting thrown to the wolves on the question.
I think we just like against Silver Lake,
yeah.
There was like 10 seconds left, and I was dribbling up the right side of the court, and sure. Coach is yelling at us to get the three because we were up seven.
Right.
So, like, I kind of feel like it's kind of like a bad play, but you just got to do what you got to do, I guess.
Fair enough. Well, that's good. I appreciate the in-game example. I think that sheds light on just kind of how crazy this is, and, you know, it's just such a new layer to these games, right? Like, it's a little bit ridiculous, I think, but, you know, it's...
Because back in the day, you'd be scolded if you shot...
Well, that's it,
took
too.
A last-second shot with your team ahead, so...
Yeah.
Now it's a whole new world.
Yeah. I mean, we talked about it. We did, as we mentioned, on Friday, we did the North Quincy and Scituate game, and, you know, North Quincy's up 17 late, and they're still got their starters out there. And you just wouldn't see that, I don't think, in a year unlike this, or, you know, what I guess is going to be the future now in terms of point differential being so meaningful. But as you look week to week at those power rankings, I guess I'll start with this. Being 5 right now, but being 13-0, is there a little bit of, does that give you a little bit of, I don't know, a boost? Do you feel at all disrespected by that? There are some good teams ahead of you, but there are some teams with multiple losses. Do you feel like, all right, you know, we're still kind of not where we should be ranked?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, we are 13-0. We haven't lost a game, but I don't know. I think we faced some good opponents to get us up there in, like, the top three area, but I don't know. I feel like I'm getting disrespected.
What do you think? Do you think you guys should be in that top seed against ahead of some of those Western Mass teams?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I was looking at them. They have, like, two losses, so mm-hmm. I don't know how it's going, but...
I don't think anybody can really argue with your body of work. I mean, you know, have you had some tight games? Yeah, but I mean, nobody has gone against the strength of schedule that you have and come out as well as you have in terms of, you know, just not faltering against the likes. I mean, you've beaten four other teams in league who are all top 15 in Division II. You know, you beat Hingham early in the season. They were at one point top 10 in Division I. So it is hard to argue with it, which, you know, I do think makes it a little bit unfortunate that you know, point differential is such a key piece of this, but it's something that you're going to have to deal with as you kind of go forward here. Playoffs are on the horizon in the sense that, yes, you know, there's still a lot of work left to be done, but I don't think you guys could really fall out of a playoff position at this point. So does the thought enter your head at all, you know, game to game, about trying to make sure that you're positioning yourself to be in a good spot come playoffs? Or is it really just, we're not even worried about that? It's 1-0 game to game.
Yeah, I think, I mean, at the end of the day, we just want to get the win. Mm-hmm. You know, so, like, obviously point differential is important, but we just want to go out there and do what we prepared for and just get the win.
Awesome. All right, I just have, you know, I guess one more question for you guys here. You're sitting at 13-0. You guys have accomplished so much. Again, as we said, Patriot League Fisher Division title is really right there for you guys. You're going to be in a good spot most likely come the playoffs. When you start kind of sitting here at the midway point or a little past the midway point and kind of setting goals for what you want to do the rest of the season, where is this team's head at? You know, is this a group that believes internally we can go out and chase a state title this year?
Yeah, I believe we could. I believe we have the talent and, like, all of it, like, at that point, like, yeah, we're at the halfway mark, but we still have work to do. We can, obviously, but I believe we have a chance of going to a state title.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Coach has been saying all season our first goal is to win the league.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, and after we played Hanover, Coach Hannigan said he'd like to go see us win Div 2. So he's been on a state title team, so he knows what one looks like.
Yeah, I like that. That's all.
Sportsmanship.
You guys have a couple of big games here coming up. I think what it's going to be next Friday is Scituate, and then the following Friday is North Quincy, if I'm not mistaken. So a couple of big weeks here. Obviously, those games are important. Which are the matchups that you're looking forward to down the stretch here? And let's reduce it to those three. Who are you most looking forward to? Scituate and North Quincy at home, or trying to go in and get a win on the road at Plymouth South?
I think both the home games, because our home atmosphere is awesome. It's just so much fun to play in front of those big crowds, and like everyone's cheering for you. So I think the North Quincy and Scituate.
I like it. Well, you guys keep winning. You're going to have more home games on top of that in the playoffs. I look forward to hopefully being in house for one of them, because I got to tell you, it was just the best environment and, you know, my time here at ATD doing games. It was a lot of fun. Congratulations on the great start, guys. Good luck the rest of the way. Plenty left in front of you. Excited to see what this team can do.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to head to a break. When we come back, Sports Exchange rolls on here. We've got a lot to discuss. McDaniels heading to Las Vegas. Brady, is he or isn't he retiring? All that and more when we come back here on 95.9 WATD.